Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Firefly Willows LIVE. Our hosts this week are Tarobai High C's Heisi Lutmers and healing conversationalist Mildred Lynn McDonald. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
Hello? Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. What's your name?
My name is Carol Ann, and I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada? Wow. Well, welcome, Carol Ann. So, what is it that you would like for us to look at today for you for the reading?
Oh, well, what I'm interested in, I've been in a position for quite a number of years, almost 30 years, and I'm now considering a job change, and I'm just wondering if this would be in my highest interest.
Okay. So, Carolyn has been in her job for a number of years. Just to make sure I have the question correct. And you're considering making a change and whether or not right now is the right time and in your highest interest to make a change. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So the first thing I would say is, yes, you're certainly nearing the time that it is best for you to start moving away from what you're doing now towards something else. And moving to the other thing is actually going to help you, one, feel more independent, stable, and confident. But it also, on a material level, it seems as if it's going to give you a bit of a greater financial security and independence too. So making the change is going to be both personally as well as materially or financially, both feasible and really good for you. And if you stayed in what you're in, you know, staying in what you're in isn't necessarily a bad thing. I just am, I would be a little bit concerned about whether you would be able to grow in the same way, to come into that sense of self-sufficiency and self-independence. So it's not saying that what you're doing is bad per se. It's more a sense that making a change would be, depends on the reason you want to make a change, but especially if you're wanting to make the change to be more financially independent and make kind of a growth or a step up in that regard, then there is a sense that making the change would be very good.
Okay.
And it's probably coming fairly soon for when to make the change. I would have you start the process in August. And I'm going to say after, well, especially after August 8th, but maybe wait until the latter part of August to start setting this in motion. It's like to start taking the steps to move in the new direction. And especially pay attention to, there's a sense that everything will be able to be in place by around the end of November, beginning of December, for you to start making the move. Now, that may mean that you'll end up making the change after the first of the year, but if you start the process towards making the change at the end of August, by that end of November, early December time frame, there's a sense that everything will be in place for you to then make the change. And then making the change, I know the end of the year is always kind of a weird time because of holidays and stuff, but then everything will be in place. So if you say, okay, you know what, as of the first of the year, I'm going to now change and move into this new thing, then you'll have everything already in place and be ready to go in order to be able to do that.
Okay. Will this change make me happier?
I think that the sense of confidence and the sense of independence and the sense of you did it, you were able to do it, is going to make you happier in the sense of feeling more confident and courageous in yourself to go after what it is that you want. Because when you see that you were able to do that and do it successfully, you'll feel much less fear or resistance around making that kind of a move or change in your life in the future, whether it's job-related or any other kind of change. So in that regard, there is a sense of, yes, it would make you happier. The one thing I would want to say is, as you go in that new direction, I want you to remain autonomous. It's kind of like working for yourself or being independent, rather than it's not recommended that you partner up with someone or something. So partnering up can either mean literally having a partner in something, or it can mean with a company, like, you know, getting a job with a company. So I'd rather that you remain like a freelancer or an independent contractor or something like that, so that you have more of that freedom and autonomy, rather than finding yourself in a partnership where part of what you're wanting or trying to do or visualizing is getting compromised because you have to accommodate somebody else. Does that make sense?
Well, I really hadn't thought about doing anything on my own, but the position that I've been thinking about and that may come available, I would be working very independently. So I would be working for someone, but it would be very independent.
Okay. Well, that's a very similar kind of scenario as to what I was saying, because just make sure that you're not sacrificing autonomy or independence, even if you're working for someone. If they say, here's what I need you to do, now you go and do it, and then they just give you the freedom to go and do it, that's fine. But if they're, like, telling you how to do it or trying to micromanage it or saying that you can't do it your way, you have to just do it the way I tell you, that's what we don't want to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
So,
having said that, I'll hand you over to Mildred now, and we'll see what she has to say about that as well. Is that all right?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. First of all, I wanted to apologize for the technical difficulties. We're being quite innovative on this end. Actually, it would be a good episode for reality TV. So,
as a Canadian, we're very understanding.
As a Canadian, you're understanding. That's right.
Yes.
So what I wanted to do is share that as I was listening to High C's guidance for you, I was also looking at some tools and some questions and some oracle cards that I wanted to share that may also provide some perspective on your situation that you're asking about. So the first thing that came up was the card of visualization. So what I'd love to do is just read you a little bit of information, and anybody else that's listening out there who may find themselves in a similar situation, they may find that this would apply to them too. So are you open to hearing what the fairies have to offer?
Totally.
Okay. So the overriding theme is visualization, and the guidance for your consideration for this question is, the fairies know that the power of conscious visualization is a tool for manifestation. By looking at this guidance, you are asked to sit quietly on a daily basis and to visualize yourself living a happy, healthy, abundant, and meaningful life, and especially in the career area. Visualize only what you desire and avoid picturing that which you do not desire. You have powerful visualization skills, even if you're unaware of them. Now, they also offer an affirmation, and the affirmation goes like this. I am a highly visual person. Any blocks that I have about the future will begin to lift. I know it's safe to visualize myself in the future that I desire. By releasing any fears about seeing the future, I will be able to manifest exactly what my heart desires. So when I read that to you, how does it make you feel?
Well, I I guess it's something that I don't pay a lot of attention to, that whole thing about, you know, visualizing, but it's something I'd be interested in considering.
Now, if you're not used to visualizing, I do have something else that I'd like to offer. It's from Debbie Ford's book, The Right Questions. And as a first step, perhaps you'd be interested in asking yourself and observing this area. Ask yourself, whenever you're faced with a choice, even if it's a small one during the day, if the choice is adding to your life force energy or taking away from your life force energy. So that would be a first step to the visualization. And after you do that for maybe 3 or 4 days, then sit back and start to visualize how you feel when your life force energy is being nourished.
Okay. That's
does that make
I
sense?
I could do that.
Yeah.
It does make sense, and I could certainly try that.
Okay. And then the other little piece of guidance I have to offer is sometimes the animal kingdom has wisdom that they'd love to share with us. And as I was looking at your life force energy, it came to me that the animal totem giraffe would have some guidance or medicine for your consideration. So what you could do is go on Google and type in animal totem giraffe, and then you'll get a number of search results. Pick the one that resonates with you. Just pick it and read what that animal totem has to say. To give you a heads up, the animal totem giraffe provides all kinds of perspectives on vantage points. So it's asking you to step out of your life today and how you see it and rise up to the trees and look at possibilities that are out there for you. Does that make sense?
It certainly makes sense when I'm, you know, thinking about making a possible career change.
Okay. And is there another question after sharing that information that you'd like to ask, or?
No, I think that would be it.
Okay.
It actually sounds very encouraging.
Yes, yeah. Well, it also, to me, as I'm listening to you, it sounds very empowering, too.
It does sound, it is empowering, it is. It's tough to make a move after a number of years.
Yes.
But it's something that I keep, you know, thinking about, and I do feel empowered now.
Yeah. Now, before I sign off, I wanted to offer you, if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to look at the degree to which your mind and body and emotion and dream and spirit, life force energy are in alignment and working for you, if that's something that you'd be interested in.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So basically, your mind, life force energy, in terms of your highest interest, is at 85%. So that's excellent. The body life force energy is at 90%.
Okay.
Yeah, your emotion life force energy is also at 90%. Now, just as a point of reference, I usually find that people who are at an intersection point in their life, their emotion life force energy sometimes is quite low, like maybe 30% or 40%. So yours being at 90% tells me that somewhere within your energy matrix, you have resolved to take the next step to be happier and healthier and more fulfilled in your career or your job choice. So that's excellent news for you. Your dream life force energy is 80%. So that's where the visualizations could really help, just to bolster that up a little bit more, although that is, you know, 80% certainly working for you. And your spiritual life force energy is 90%. So looking at this profile, I would say that you are in excellent shape to take the next step forward.
Wow.
Yeah. How does that feel? Yeah,
it's good. It's, I guess I'm completely ready.
You're ready to launch.
I tell them, yeah, that's right. Yeah, these are the highest marks I've gotten in anything, so this is great.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, and I really appreciate that you're open to the guidance that Hi-C was able to provide and to the fairy oracle cards and the animal totems and the question to ask yourself in terms of what drains you and what nourishes you, and also the life force energy profile. So you probably would like to have a nice cup of tea and digest everything over the next couple of days.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you. Thank you to High C and to you.
You're welcome. And for the listeners, thank you very much for your patience, because we are working through our technical difficulties and we're looking forward to the next person who calls in. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up next, our phone lines are open. High C and Mildred Lynn are standing by to take your calls, have your question ready, and join in the fun. Skype in or call 1-646-716-5510 at Firefly Willows LIVE on Blog Talk Radio.
And we are back. Thank you very much, Mildred, for having offered that.
Oh, you're welcome, Heisey. My pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
So I want to remind everyone out there that if they want to call in, they are certainly welcome to. We're now, I think, all signed in and ready to have dealt with our technical issues. So if you would like a reading today, feel free to call in. The phone number, 646-716-5510. Or you can Skype in. If you're on the show page, just click on the little Skype button next to the phone number, and you can call in that way as well. So Mildred, what would you say you have been getting the strongest input or information or sense about for what's going on right now, and what people may be, in a general sense, as kind of a collective, what we're kind of being challenged by or energetically needing to be aware of in order for us to be operating and moving forward better in our lives?
That's a great question, Heisi, and thanks for asking that. What I'm finding with people that I'm interacting with is that anything that does not seem to be in integrity with a person's life, everybody's heard the expression, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, seems to be rising to the surface right now. I've also found that as it rises to the surface, it doesn't necessarily seem to be in a gentle way, so almost appearing like the universe is saying, hey, guys, you need to look at what's standing right in front of you. This is not in integrity with your highest purpose, and we're going to give you lots of opportunity to shift that, to raise to a higher vibration, to work it through. So there's lots going on in that area. And what I found is one of the best antidotes is to really learn how to laugh at yourself and not take things too seriously. For example, High C and I have had a little challenge technically this morning, and laughter really helped us get through it. Right, High C? Yeah, so that's one thing that we're noticing. And the other thing that I'm noticing with a lot of people is in terms of a sense of we need to get on with things now. So wiggle room, carrying on with my life, saying I'm going to do this later on, or perhaps even procrastinating. People are not as easy with that now. Actively searching for ways to be in integrity and ways also to honor Mother Earth. So being bombarded with Earth messages. And that manifests and that reflects and that comes up to the surface, and then people start looking for tools to help them deal with these energetic shifts, and that's where people like High C or myself come in and offer guidance through the tools that we use. So High C, what have you found in terms of people helping?
Well, I think related to that, we're getting ready, fortunately, in some ways, to finish a period called Venus retrograde, which ends on the 27th. And this has been a period of really reevaluating and reassessing our relationships. And that can be our relationship to other people in our lives, our relationship to other things, and really looking at what is valuable to us, what is worthwhile, what is worth the investment of our time, our energy, our material resources, whatever it is. And you know, so I think that as we finish that, hopefully people have realized that what is no longer valuable or worthwhile for their investment, they are willing to let go of, or to at least lessen in their life so that they can start focusing their attention and their energies and resources towards those things that are truly worthwhile and valuable to them, but also will then give them the amount of reward that they've been hoping for and searching for. And, you know, the challenge that's coming up that we actually, that we start today, and this isn't a surprise that we're having some of these technical issues, from an astrological standpoint, we've entered into it's called a Uranus square Pluto period, and it'll actually go through 2015. And this is really going to challenge us because it's about questioning systems that are in place, challenging the old structures and the old ways of doing things so that, and whether that's on a global level, which we're already seeing and we're going to continue to see, whether it's in the financial economic models that we follow, whether it's in political things where we have all of these countries with a lot of protests and that kind of thing, really wanting to change the governments, change the way things have been for such a long time. And we will find those things holding on very tightly, but we're really being challenged. And we're going to find that information or awareness that we weren't previously conscious of or we weren't connected to is going to start coming in. And what we want to do is be awake to that and be willing to listen to that. And even if it means making radical changes within ourselves or within our own lives, to be willing to start doing that rather than to fight to hold on to the old way because it's safer, more familiar, or more comfortable. And, you know, I think one thing that you said is as we go through that, we don't want to lose our sense of humor, our ability to smile or to laugh through it rather than taking it so seriously. And while it is serious, we don't want to get caught up in the seriousness because usually that getting caught up in the seriousness creates the fear, which creates holding on really tightly. So hopefully people will hear what you have said about remember to laugh, even especially when things are happening that are out of your control. Sometimes you just kind of have to laugh and go with it because complaining about it, bitching about it, I can say that, moaning about it isn't really going to do anything other than make ourselves more miserable. And if that tends to be our response, that may be one of the old ways or old structures or old paradigms that we need to look at within ourselves as changing is how do I react in response to things so that I can start changing that? Because is my reaction and my response a productive and creative approach? Is it something that helps either to helps the situation or helps to alleviate the situation in terms of maybe just the stress or the difficulty of it? Or is my response and reaction something that contributes to it feeling worse even than it is? Because when we complain, we can make something sound much more dramatic and worse than it really is. And if people are around us, we're also contributing to them feeling or taking on a perspective that it's worse than it maybe really is. And that's what I would really say that we're challenged to start doing at this point. So from a practical level, the Venus retrograde, which ends on the 27th, this is not a time when you want to finalize major purchases or decisions. Because you may realize after the fact that it wasn't really worth what it is that you thought it would be or that you invested in it or something like that. And I will say that we're getting ready to go into, and Saturn is coming out of retrograde too, which is nice, but we're going to have a Mercury retrograde from July 14th to August 8th. That's another period where you don't want to necessarily finalize things. Then we get a little bit of a breathing room and a break. So, you know, if you can use June 28th through July 13th to really take care of what you need to be done that you realize needs to be dealt with or taken care of during this particular period and try to get it taken care of before July 13th. And then during that July 14th to August 8th period, use that to reassess what it is that you're doing or how you're doing it and to set things in place to move forward, but don't finalize things. Mercury retrogrades are not good for signing on the dotted line. You can get things all ready, do the research, et cetera, but then you wait till you're out of it to sign. So I just wanted to also toss that in because those are just some things that are happening relatively soon that I just want people to be aware of to maybe plan a little bit around some of those date segments about how to approach doing things. So I think that having said that, what we might want to do now is turn to the tools that we use and ask them, what is it that we need to hear? What is it that people listening need to be hearing about where we're at, what we need to be focusing on, what we need to be learning, or how we need to simply be approaching what's going on in our lives, which is going to be different for each of us, but the overall message can still be, this is the approach to take. So I think what I'll do is I'll start with you and let you do either some bibliomancy, if you just want to, if you have a book that you're using. You know, a bibliomancy, for those that don't know, is basically you pick up a book, and so if you think of tarot cards, what you do is you shuffle cards, you turn a card over to see what comes up, and then look at the message. With bibliomancy, you can do the exact same thing, but what you do is you pick up a book, you close your eyes, you think about what it is that you want to ask about or what you would like guidance on, or it can just be what do I need to know or be aware of right now. And then you simply open the book, put your finger down, open your eyes, see where the finger is, and read that line and the next few lines, because whatever that book has to say to you at those lines is going to be the message you need to hear. So I think that we'll start with that, because I know that you were previously consulting something that you have. So why don't we start with you doing a bit of bibliomancy. And first, let's think about what it is that we want to ask. So I'm thinking, I think we'll just be a bit general and say, for anyone listening right now, which includes us, what do we need to know in order to best move out of this Venus retrograde period and most successfully and effectively move forward in our lives based on what that has taught us or brought us? That makes sense?
Mildred Lynn, I'm back. And I just loved what Heisi had to say and his ideas about sharing some information that would apply to our listeners. So as Heisi was sharing his thoughts, I was going to the Doreen Virtue Healing with the Fairies. And this is what came up for ourselves and for our listeners. The overriding umbrella is new location. Now, I know enough about the energy world to know that new location can either be in the physical realm, in the emotional realm, or even in the spiritual realm. So for ourselves and people listening, new location, keep a broad perspective on that. And, of course, laugh at that, too. What does that mean, new location? Am I going to move somewhere? Am I going to change the location spiritually? Am I going to change it emotionally? Now, let me read you a little passage, and you can see how this relates to your life. New location. The fairies are very much in touch with the geographical changes. And remember, this applies also to your inner landscape. That's the little part I added in. The oracle cards didn't say that part. That was mine. They sense that your energy is drawing you to a new location or a change of scenery. Perhaps you've been thinking about moving to a new home or a new geographical location or some new inner way of being. This card is empowering you and telling you it's time to consider that change. Now, this is how you can go about doing that. Write a list of features that you desire in your new location, whether it's inner or outer, and ask the fairy or source or whomever you go to when you want to tap into a higher light energy to help you find and acquire what you're looking for. And remember, as I said before, this could easily be something that's internal, a new thought pattern, a new location, new scenery. Just use the power of the animal totem giraffe and rise above how you normally see things and take a good 360 look around. I'll be doing the same thing. This card also means that your place of employment could be changing, or your career. You could be on the cusp of finding a new job or a new way of being. Or, to take it a step further, keep looking around, because there's going to be transfers. And keep that word or that vibration in mind, transfer. When you feel the word transfer, what does it mean? So if you're moving to a new location, inner or outer, you may be able to transfer some of the energies or aspects of how you're living today to your new location. So it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to be taking everything and throwing it out, but it could mean that you're going to have a garage sale. So you'll be taking things out of the rooms, in inner and outer rooms, that you may need or may no longer need, but the beauty in it is the observation and examining what it is. And so you may decide, I need a little bit of this, or I don't need that anymore. Just be very, very open to non-attachment and looking to see how whatever you bring out, either internally or externally, will serve you as you move forward to your new inner or outer location. Now, I do have an affirmation that I'd love to share for your consideration. Regardless of the type of new location, trust that this is a change for the better that will bring great improvements and happiness and fulfillment into your life. And the affirmation goes like this: I now live and work in a safe, comfortable, spacious environment and in a wonderful location. So just take a moment and absorb the energy and the positiveness that that affirmation has to offer you. And if you would like, close your eyes and go inside and check in with your body to see how that makes you feel. And remember, you don't have to do that just right now. You can choose to do that every morning or every evening, just to get a feeling to see how that resonates with your being. And you can use that feeling as a compass point. That's exactly what I do. So, for example, right now I'm going to go inside, I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm feeling contentment. Now, what I'd like to do is check in with High C to see if he has any guidance to offer from the tarot. All right, High C, over to you.
Okay. And I'm always amused by the way that different tools will work in harmony with each other for what they're trying to indicate. The cards that came up, and first I will say, with the new location and that kind of thing that you're talking about, that really plays into some of the astrological things I was just mentioning, because especially that Uranus-Pluto square is very much about that restructuring our lives. And so if we think of restructuring, we can actually be changing the structure. And the cards that came up, you know, really speak to that, and I think speak to it at a deeper level, because we have the Eight of Swords, which is a card, it's often the victim card, but it's a tendency to feel as if we're trapped or stuck in a situation and we blame everything else around us for our condition without recognizing our own place in that condition. And the key to that card is to recognize that I have the ability to take steps to change my situation. Now, I will say that this can be a card that can represent being in a very unhealthy or sometimes toxic or even dangerous situation. So I think that the new location here is speaking to those people that are listening who are especially in very difficult or abusive situations. And abusive can be physical abuse, but there's a lot of other kind of abuse as well. You know, it can just be being treated horribly by a boss. But it can also be your environment, which maybe you're living someplace where the surroundings are extremely unhealthy or toxic. And so the key here is for us to be willing to look at, even though it may be difficult or painful or challenging for what the steps might be, to start saying, it's time for me to take responsibility for getting myself out of this and changing my location, changing my situation, rather than continuing to subject myself to it or to continue hoping that it will change at some point. But I don't want to have to be the one to do or to take that first step to make those changes come about. And the other card that came up is the reversed magician. And that really speaks to when we were talking about visualizing the location. The magician is all about having a vision, because a magician says, I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat, not I'm going to pull something out of my hat. So they're very clear as to what they want to manifest. The reversal says that we don't have a clear vision. Therefore, we need to sit down and take the time to say, how can I envision what this would be like differently and the way I would want it? And what would it be necessary to do in order for that vision to become a reality? So that's what I would encourage people to start doing, is just like Mildred was saying, take some time to sit down and visualize what the new location, new situation would look like, and what you would look like or feel like in it, so that you know what you're trying to manifest, so that you can understand what steps are necessary to get to that place, and so that you can feel ready to start moving into or towards that, rather than simply hoping for it to come to you.
Back over to Heisty, who has a call.
Hi, is this a caller?
It is.
Well, hello, caller. What's your name?
My name is Bella.
And what are you calling in today to ask us about? And welcome, Bella. Thanks for calling in. Sorry.
Thank you. I was struck by when you were talking about the Venus retrograde and all of that sort of thing. And I feel like in the last couple of months in my life, I've been somewhat stagnant and unable to move forward and even somewhat having my head in the sand. And so I'm wondering, what is it that I'm ignoring? What am I holding me back? If you could perhaps enlighten me, tell me what the cards might say about that.
So the first thing I would say is, if we think about the Uranus square Pluto aspect I was talking about, the challenge is to look at what is it that you continue to hold on to so tightly, because you think this is how it works, this is how it's been, this is who I am, and really go into and examine where the fear is around, if I let go of that, would I know who I am? How would I define myself? How do I know how to operate in that new way? Because it is going into the unknown. So we can say, well, if I go into the unknown, then I won't know who I am. I won't know what to do. But this is encouraging us to tap into and listen to new information that may be coming through that we haven't consciously been aware of or hearing from within ourselves or the universe up to this point, because that's what's going to give you the information you need in order to move into that new place, into that new self, into that new direction. And because we're really going to be challenged over the next couple of years to be willing to tear down, I don't even want to use this phrase because I will give away my political bias because I don't want to use the phrase, but it's like tear down the walls, because the old way just does not work anymore. And we can't just try to rearrange things, but we can't just remodel the room. We can't just try to add on a new room to the structure and hope that that'll make it better. We need to tear it down and rebuild a new structure that is reflective of who we now have become and who we're becoming, rather than trying to make the old structure, the old way, work. So hopefully that's making some sense.
It does.
Okay.
So it's challenging. So when you have a wide open canvas, so to speak, of everything could be up for change or whatever, it's hard to pinpoint and even know where to begin, which is probably where my question originates from.
Right.
Where do I start?
Well, so that's what the cards will be for. So what I wanted to do was start big and give you the global context, and now we're going to look specifically at cards to start pinpointing where do I start, what's my first step. And, you know, the first thing that comes up is the Page of Wands reversed. And one thing that, so a page is a child. And when you reverse it, it often says it's time to grow up. And the card that's next to it is the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands, it can be a card of struggle, but it's actually a good struggle because it represents strife in the sense of striving for more, reaching for something higher. So the first step I would see there is to, and let me say that the Chariot is reversed next to those. So the Chariot reverse says stop spinning your wheels. Stop sitting at the rest stop and waiting, saying, well, I'm going to go here, but I'll get on the road in a while. So I've gotten really comfortable here, so I'll get on the road in a while. Or it's time to start revving the engines, and it's time to start getting on the road and to get into the driver's seat rather than letting somebody else drive. And with Page of Wands reversed next to the Five of Wands, it says it's time for you to recognize that you have, that you're grown up, and that you are ready, and probably even without realizing it, you have moved into the next level of who you are and the next level of your life. And I will say that with all of these wands here, even with the Chariot card, there's a lot here that has to do with career, because this is a big career suit. And it's about our passions and our goals and our drives, but in a general sense, it's about career. So if we want to, so this is saying that the first step is for you to start reaching for something higher, striving for something more, to stop underestimating yourself. It's like saying, oh, I'm still a child, so I don't know if I can do that. And to start going after something more, even if it seems that it's out of reach or it's higher than you've ever reached before, then it's time to challenge yourself to engage in that struggle, to push yourself to go after that and to see yourself capable of and willing to and able to do that, rather than to hold back, which is the spinning your wheels, thinking, maybe I should wait a little while longer. Maybe I need to learn a little bit more. Maybe I need to get a little more experience before I'm ready for that. Because everything here says we're ready. We just have to be willing to set it in motion, which means I have to push the accelerator rather than waiting for somebody to drive me there. Is that making sense in terms of focusing it more on where you can start your looking at your next steps to take for this?
Yeah, and something that I noticed in over the last, let's say, year or so, I've had a couple of tarot readings, and it seems that being in the driver's seat has come up in all of them, and I just connected those dots. So I wonder if that's the thing that I'm not seeing, the thing that I'm ignoring or denying or whatever.
Well, right, because, and sometimes being in the driver's seat means, this doesn't mean that there wouldn't be opportunities that don't come along, like you have to create the opportunity for yourself. But what it means is you have to jump on and run with the opportunity when it's there, rather than letting somebody else determine how, when, and where that opportunity might take you. So if an opportunity presents itself, you have to jump in the driver's seat and say, I'm grabbing this and going 150 miles an hour forward with it, rather than, well, let me sit at the rest stop and think about that for a little while longer. Well, let me check the map and see. because what we're seeing here is that a lot of this comes from this deep-seated conditioning of how you tend to see yourself. And therefore, we want you to start seeing yourself differently, which is, I'm ready for this. I'm capable of this. And there's nothing that can stop me from doing this and being successful in it, including yourself. So you have to get out of your own way and stop putting up your own roadblocks to say, I don't know if I'm ready for this just yet. So maybe next year. So you don't want to keep finding reasons to put off because you think you need to do something or something needs to happen first, rather than just starting to move forward with it when it comes and saying, I'm grabbing this and going with it, and I'll see where it takes me. But even though I'll see where it takes me, it's like being in the car and driving. And even though you don't have a plan for the route you're going to take, you just say, let's see where the road takes me. But you're still in control of when you turn and where you go and all of that kind of thing. You just haven't plotted out the course, which is okay. You don't need to know where the destination might be. Let's just see where you end up. But you're never going to end up there if you don't actually set yourself on the course. So, you know, push yourself to go after something, especially in a career realm, push yourself to go after something that you may have always thought you would never, a level you would never get to, or something you never thought you would be ready for, or that you thought I would never either be capable of that or want to do that. That's really, I think, the next step, or the thing that's kind of staring you in the face for what the next thing is to look at, is tear down the walls that have held you back from pursuing that level, especially on a career front, and be willing to just slam the accelerator down and go full bore ahead.
Okay.
So, having said that, I'm going to see what Mildred has to add to that.
Okay. Bella, hi, this is Mildred Lynn.
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to share with you, I love your voice. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Has anybody ever told you that before?
No, not that I can think of.
Yeah, so I was listening, you do. I was listening to High C, and as he was sharing his guidance, I was also consulting Dorian Virtue's Fairy Oracle Cards. And I'd love to share with you what came up, if you're interested in hearing.
Absolutely, please do.
Okay, then, Bella, what came up was the vibration of positive expectations. So I'm going to read you the little passage here, and we'll see what we can make of it. You've planted the seeds of manifestation with your positive thoughts and emotions, yet you may be discouraged occasionally because you're not seeing immediate results. That sounds pretty human to me. You start to have pessimistic thoughts and wonder if your faith is unjustified. Hold on to your faith and your belief, and although your manifestation is taking longer than you hoped, it is coming to you. And the "is" that's written here is a definite, it is coming to you. Mm-hmm. You certainly don't want to cancel or cloud your manifestation with miscreations that may come from negative thoughts about yourself or the situation. And once again, we're all human. At your earliest convenience, go outside in nature. Now, do you like nature?
I do.
You do? And what nourishes you when you go out in nature?
I particularly enjoy just being out amongst I live near redwoods, and so I like to walk in forests and redwoods and near the ocean as well.
Oh, beautiful. So what I
suggest...
I find
it to be very cleansing.
Yeah. Very like when you're out with the redwoods, how do you feel?
Calm and centered and grounded. And I just love the quiet.
And do you feel safe?
I do.
Yeah, because that's what my sense is. It gives you a sense of safety and security being held by those redwood trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the universe is offering you if you choose to go and visit the redwood trees again or the water, is just hand over your doubts and your fears and your disappointments to the redwood trees, as well as your hopes and your dreams. So basically what you're being guided to do or invited to do is to actually talk to nature. Not only sharing, like, really good stuff, but also sharing your fears, because nature can handle both.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're doing that, ask the universe or nature or whatever higher source that you connect with personally to help you release any negative energy that you might have, and envision yourself being surrounded by, like, positive energy and white light. So does that feel like something that might be workable for you, or does it sound hokey, or, you know?
Oh, no.
That
sounds fine to me, because when I am walking through the redwoods or any other sort of nature type thing, I'm in my head anyway. You know, kind of working, it's kind of like a walking meditation in that I'm working through things, and as well as just having those moments of trying to have nothing in my mind and just absorbing the sounds and smells and just all the senses of nature around me.
So you're able to... Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. There's just a bit of delay.
No, it's something that sounds easy for me to do. Well, yeah. Not easy, but I could definitely do it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a workable solution. It's something that's not totally foreign, and you can envision yourself walking and looking at both the positive and also the stuff that you'd like to strengthen and get rid of,
yes.
Some stuff you'd like to
yes.
get rid of. Now, as you're there, I'd like to give you a question that you might like to ponder on your
okay.
walk. And when something comes to you in terms of the future or what you'd like to be doing, really quiet yourself, even stand still as you're walking, and feel it in your heart and ask yourself, will this choice bring me long-term fulfillment or short-term gratification? So that seems to be something that would be very valuable for you. And where the question comes from is a book from Debbie Ford called The Right Questions. And I feel that that might be a great tool for you. Are you familiar with her work?
No, but I heard you mention her earlier with another caller with the visualization
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, so that's the question that came up for you. And the other tool that might be useful is in the realm of animal totems, which I love, and I know people love animal totems. And the one that came up for you is hippopotamus.
Okay.
So once again, as I shared with our previous listener, if you were interested in going to Google and just type in animal totem hippopotamus,
mm-hmm.
and you can see what comes up and see what animal medicine that particular totem has to offer you for your consideration. And a couple of other little points came up too as you were talking with High C. Have you ever seen the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I have.
Okay, so you're being invited to view that again. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the song Lean on Me.
I'm
Lean
sure.
Lean on Me.
Yes, I bet I have.
Okay. All right, so Lean on Me has two messages in there for you. So what I'd suggest is listen to that song, and you're going to feel connected with two key messages. Write them down and take them with you when you go on your walks. And also Breakfast at Tiffany's, there's going to be three messages in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets fun working with energy tools.
Yeah.
Because it's like a little mystery that you get to solve.
And I enjoy mysteries.
Excellent, excellent. The color gold came up. So gold will give you energy at this time. And for some reason, the word armadillo came in. Amadillo, armadillo. Armadillo, I think. It's an yeah, that's the first one that came in. So just put in Google, animal totem, armadillo.
Okay.
And I think armadillo was also a place because I know there's a folk song singer, Nancy Griffith, and in one of her songs, she talks about armadillo. So I'll just throw that in for whatever, you know. I'll sprinkle that in there. So did you have any questions about the information that I just shared, or how it makes you feel, or anything at all?
No, I'm interested. I'm definitely going to watch Breakfast at Tiffany's. I haven't seen that in a while, and so to look for three messages.
Messages.
I like that.
And remember, the messages are always nourishing. So, and you will know them when you're watching it. Something will resonate with you, and all it is, it's your higher self just giving you a little kiss and saying, we're behind you 100%. So, Bella, thank you so much. It was beautiful talking with you, and as I said, I just love your voice. I know that you're going to get whatever you need from life, and I'm going to say goodbye for now and hand this back over to High C. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to both of you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I just wanted to say one thing. In terms of the hippopotamus animal totem, and I know Mildred will laugh when I say this, but in ancient Egypt, the hippopotamus was associated with the goddess Tawaret, who was a great mother goddess. And so with that idea as an animal totem, to me that would show that what we've been talking about is a new you has been gestating, and it's now time to start giving birth and bringing into being what it is, who it is that's wanting to emerge and come out of you, and who you're coming into being at this point. So I just thought I would toss that in just from the ancient Egyptian reference for hippopotamus in that way.
And what was that?
What was that?
What was the goddess name? I didn't hear what that was.
Oh, the goddess, it's Tawaret. So there's multiple spellings, but you can probably look it up as T-A-W-A-R-E-T. And you may find it spelled other ways, but just Google that, and you should find it just fine.
Great, thank you.
Actually, Tawaret was the statue on the island in Lost. And the reason for that is because the island was all about being able to give birth and all the problems with giving birth and all of that. And so having that statue there was symbolic of trying to call in the mother energy. Just thought I'd toss that pop culture reference in there. So.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I think that waiting on the line now is Camille. So, Camille, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, and thank you for your patience. So, what is it that you'd like to ask about today?
All right. Okay, I thought I was going to ask about a career-related thing, but I changed my mind. I called in about a month ago, and on my mind was what was happening with me and James. And there's been some changes since then, and I am not quite certain about, should I tell you what happened or just let you shuffle?
Well, why don't I just look at the cards first?
Okay.
We'll see what they have to say, and then you can maybe fill in
right.
where that seems to be taking us.
Okay.
So what I did is I pulled cards, one to represent you, one to represent him, and one to represent the relationship or the situation between the two of you.
Okay.
And the card that came up for you is the Three of Cups reversed, meaning it came up upside down.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And you know, we really want to be cautious when that card comes up because, one, it can represent overindulgence. So it's like saying I don't know when too much is too much.
Right.
And that I am giving in to overindulging even though I know it's not good for me. So, you know, it'd be like saying, I know I've already had 5 martinis, and I'm going to go ahead and have another one even though I know I'll probably be throwing up later.
Mm.
So, you know, so Three of Water reverse is really about being in an unhealthy situation or surrounded by unhealthy situations or things or people, and that we may be giving in to overindulgence rather than exercising self-control and allowing our logic and rational mind to help keep us in check for what we know is the right or the best thing to do versus giving in to our impulses and desires.
Okay.
The relationship card or the situation between the two of you is the reversed Ace of Pentacles. And
okay.
Ace of Pentacles, first of all, an ace represents something new. So it represents either something new beginning or starting or a new phase of something beginning or going to the next step or the next level. And when it reverses, it says that this is not a new start. This is not something new. It also says, because the ace kicks off a new phase, because we go ace through 10. And
right.
The reversal says it's not time or this is not a good thing to start this phase. Pentacles is the suit of the earth. So it's a sense of something real, something tangible. You know, if somebody was asking about pregnancy, the Ace of Pentacles would represent that they are actually pregnant, and the reversal would indicate miscarriage or that a pregnancy is not going to hold. So if we look at this from a relationship standpoint, we may be overindulging in something and convincing ourselves, oh, now there's something here. But the reversal says it's not going to be viable. It's not going to last. It's not really rooted in anything real or solid, and therefore, like earth or pentacles can be about money. It's like throwing money into something even though we know it's a losing proposition and then complaining
right.
after the fact that we lost money on it. So this isn't worth investing in or it's not worth trying to start or restart something. And the card that came up for him is Mother Wind, well, Queen of Swords. And Queen of Swords, I would be really careful because Queen of Swords is, A, someone who can be a really smooth talker. They can convince you of anything and everything. But they have a very strict, rigid sense of what is right and wrong for them and how they want the world to be. They see everything in very black and white. And if we don't live up to that, then basically they say off with their head. So you want to be really careful that you're not setting yourself up in a situation, and if this is something you're revisiting, if I recall from last time that you called in, you're overindulging in something and maybe convincing yourself that something is now possible, but you're actually risking. It makes me think, if you ever watched The Tudors, or, well, with King Henry VIII, who basically, where he would fall in love with women and then marry them and then cut their heads off because he would find some reason that they had done something to somehow upset him, and then he would move on to the next thing. That's the concern I would have that you're setting yourself up for here, that you're going to end up feeling as if you, at least figuratively, let us hope, get your head cut off once again, rather than it being something truly solid, or that there has been any, like Ace of Pentacles reverse says, there's been no real change.
Right.
And we're just overindulging and convincing ourselves that maybe there is, and let's just hold on to the hope rather than looking at the reality.
Right.
So does that make sense in terms of what you feel has happened in the past month or so?
Kind of, you know, I mean, what was so interesting is we were seeing each other back in 07, and I cut it off then because I was new in town and I wanted to, you know, I didn't really want to commit just yet, and I wanted to really get to know myself, explore. And then he came back to me in 08, and I didn't let it happened because he was still connected to another person, and I didn't want any part of that. So 4 years passed without any contact, and like May 4th, he contacted me, and next thing I know, he was pursuing me very aggressively. He was calling and texting, and it was quite nice to feel like I was being pursued. Then it turned out that we, once upon a time, before I had my child, I would go to a particular pub, and now for whatever reason, he's going to that pub, and without my consent, he went to mutual friends and acquaintances and asked them about me, and then he even addressed my baby's father, oh, by the way, I know her, and I know that you are the father of her child, whatever that meant. Like, he was being very territorial about me in public. But then as soon as all of that happened, he kind of came back, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I don't even have time for your friendship, when just a few days before it was so heavy, so in hot pursuit of me, then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you know, I don't have time for you. And the past couple of days, Facebook will tell me, you have a friend request from him. But then when I check it, no, I don't. But it keeps giving me this crazy, you know, he's added you as a friend. But then when I go to it, maybe just as soon as he's added me, he's revoked the request. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, some of that can just be, actually, I get things like that look like they're from Facebook, but they actually aren't. Because I wouldn't necessarily worry about that so much. What I would be more concerned with here is, I'm going to go back to that analogy that I gave. My fear is that you're getting involved with Henry VIII. And
right,
this is someone
who runs
hot and cold and will, you know, tell you how amazing you are 1 minute, and then the next minute say, you've upset me and I'm cutting off your head.
Right.
So, and the Three of Cups reverse really is costing you. Just step away. Just don't even engage.
Right.
Because it would. I actually am concerned about his stability. And I would worry that he would lash out, or that if you try to engage, you're going to end up on the receiving end of something that could be very painful, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional. But
wow.
I would want you to keep your distance, because I think that he is very likely to lash out. And you may end up just being the recipient of what he's lashing out, even though it's rooted in something else, where he's
That's
angry at
true.
The world, or there's other things going on. And
yeah.
Three of Cups reversed, you know, Three of Cups reversed sometimes says that we need to find a support group. And so what you've described to some extent and what this would indicate is perhaps if you just went to visit even once and talked to a support group for, say, women who have been in abusive relationships, and whether it's physical abuse or mental abuse or emotional abuse, if you did that and heard some of their stories, I bet you would find you're relating to a lot more than you're comfortable with in this situation.
Interesting.
And that's why I would want you to keep your distance and not to engage or even try to get re-involved in this.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, something that you said makes sense. Like, if anything, the reason why I ended my relationship with my baby's father is because I felt like it had the potential to be abusive. So as soon as I saw or heard something, I left it, and I did not look back, even though he has tried to come back to me, no way. But as far as James, I've never felt that, but I do feel that something he is reacting to has nothing to do with me, and I'm not going to be on the receiving end. This isn't role play or talk therapy. For whatever reason, he has come back to me only at the end to kind of throw his hands up in the air and walk away for reasons that I know I haven't done anything. So,
well, it's control issues, and he needs to feel as if he has control over something in his life. And if
That's
that means
right.
he just has control to, you know, show somebody that he's walking away from them, then he'll do that. But that's not meaning that you have to engage in it or subject yourself to it. Can I ask, how long ago was it that you left your child's father?
Oh, gosh. April of 2011, and I must have been about pregnant for about a week and didn't realize it, and then just left him.
Okay, so if you were listening earlier, but when I talked about Venus retrograde that we're in right now, this is all about reexamining those relationships and letting go and stepping away from any relationship that no longer works, no longer has a place in our life, no longer has value or worth, which can also mean that we aren't feeling valued or that the other person doesn't see our worth as a human being in the relationship. And
right.
to let that go, be done with it, and walk away in order to make room for new ones to come in rather than trying to hold on to or allow old ones to come in. So
Thanks,
having
sir.
Said all of that, I'm going to hand you over to Mildred and see what
okay.
she has to say regarding this as well, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Camille.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mildred Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I have never heard the name Camille before. What does it mean?
It's maybe like rooted in, you can find it in French or Arabic. Now I can't even remember, but if there's an old Alexandre Dumas novel by the name of Camille that
okay.
they turned into a film starring Greta Garbo that is very, I haven't read all of it. But, yeah, it's, you know, just a pretty French name that you don't
yeah.
really.
I like it. I like
Thank
that
you.
Name. So as I was listening to the guidance that High C was sharing with you, I decided to consult the fairy oracles.
Oh, yeah.
And which I love. They seem to be quite active today. And
Good.
I think active in helping us resolve our technical difficulties, too, once
Good.
We started to laugh our way through the problems. So would you like me to share what came up for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, what came up is the vibration of new opportunity.
Mm.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read you the guidance, and you can center yourself and just be with it and see how it feels to you. So what it's basically sharing is that there's a big opportunity that's being presented to you. It could come in many forms. It could be in the form of a new idea that enters your mind or some new feelings or even a new way of viewing yourself, but it's big. It's a big shift. The interesting part is that it could even come in the form of a loss in which you're about to gain something even more valuable or more suitable or more fulfilling or more loving. So even though you may feel intimidated or unqualified to move to the next level, the universe wanted to know that you have lots of support and that your higher self and all of the positive entities are looking at you and guiding you and protecting you as you move to this new level. In my sense, is it's about self-esteem. That's myself, my sense. If you need help trusting the validity of this new way of being or thinking, really try to meditate or be in nature. Nature seems to be a trend today. Are you familiar with going for walks in nature? Do you like that? Or looking at flowers?
Yeah.
Is this something that you could do maybe on a daily basis to integrate that into your life? Just that ability to touch nature.
I already do that.
Oh, excellent. What do you do?
Just take long walks. I am lucky to walk. I live on an island in the Bay Area, and we are only minutes away from like estuary, beach, duck pond, all of the above. And so I didn't go yesterday, but I went on the outskirts of that. So every day I do. I do a lot of walking. Like I'm going to walk 2 miles in about a couple hours.
Okay, that's excellent. And so my sense is this connection with nature, it will, as with everybody, it really nourishes. And for you, especially now that you're wrestling with this situation that has presented itself to you in life, this is going to bring you strength.
Right.
Now, the other thing that came up for you is, of course, in the animal kingdom, and it's the animal totem robin.
Okay.
So, once again, if you wanted to go to Google and look up animal totem robin, there's going to be some information in there that's going to help you get straight, you know, help your centeredness and how you're approaching this and how you're looking at this. It's going to give you a lot of strength there, and as you're noticing, the word strength is coming up.
Yeah.
For you. And on a comical note, because I always love to throw a little humor in there, the other vibrations that came up for you, what the first one that came in is chocolate. And I was there like, what is this chocolate all about? And then the next thing that came in was Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever watched that movie?
Yeah, I saw it on the big screen, like, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay, Camille, there's three little messages in there for you. So if you if you're able to rewatch it again at some point, there's three messages and you'll know what they are when you and they're life affirming messages and you're gonna go, oh right, yeah, I get that.
I would be talking about the original.
Either one. You can do the original or whatever.
Yeah,
it's the vibrational theme and what the movie is representing and how it vibrates that's really going to help you. And on a musical, note, I had two songs come in. One song was Walking in Sunshine. Do you know that one? I'm Walking in Sunshine.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And then the other one that came in for you is The Age of Aquarius.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think I have that in somewhere in here.
Yeah, so both of these songs are going to have a message for you. And the reason, although I may laugh, you know, at movies or at songs, I often find them some of the most powerful tools for people to relate to. And it's, you know, you're doing your spiritual, you're doing your inner work, but you're also having fun doing it, and it's entertaining.
Right.
So keep that in mind. And then I would like to give you a question from the right questions that I was talking about before that may help you discern things. So sure. The question that came up specifically for you in relation to the situation is, am I looking for what's right or am I looking for what's wrong? Okay, so that's a really good reference point for you.
Wow.
Okay, and the color blue came up.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's funny, when you said that, I was looking at my night table, and I've got this book, The Powers of the Psalms, and the cover of the book has a lot of blue included in the cover. So right as you said that, I was looking at a blue item.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a little hint, a subtle hint from the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I also do, for 9 years now,
yeah.
I am an astrologer and tarot reader. I'm very well versed in bibliomancy. Now that my baby is six, almost 7 months old, it's very easy for me to do divination with her storybook.
Mm.
And it's interesting the things that you might glean from something like that. And
yes.
It's often just the closest thing that's in front of me. I can't, because she reacts to the shuffling of the cards. So if I have this book, it's more invasive and just meditate, and then you find, even if it's just like white rabbit, it means
yes.
something pertaining to the question asked, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, well, that's wonderful that you tap into that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because as we know, all the answers are probably right in front of her nose. We just...
Well, yeah. Yeah,
we might be looking with her physical eyes, but sometimes we don't look at with her inner eyes.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, it's just that, like, with this Venus transit, it was easy to get a little, what do you call, like, wrapped up and, you know, I was really taken by for a loop when someone who I didn't realize meant so much to me
yeah.
reconnect with me 4 years later, and it was like, well, I wonder if, you know, but obviously he proved himself to, I don't know, something going on that has nothing to do with me. So I
yeah.
have to just, it hurts to release it, but I have to.
I believe that that's worth consideration, and also as what came up is the word strength.
Right.
So
right.
surrounding yourself with the things in your life that give you strength, and from that vantage point of strength, you'll have the wherewithal to do whatever you need to be happy and healthy and fulfilled. And as I shared earlier, it's new opportunities coming in.
Okay, I'm going to look that up in that book. Okay.
Yeah, so you got to create that space for that new opportunity to come knocking on your door.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. So, Camille, it was wonderful speaking with you, and you have a great afternoon, and really love to hear your perspective, and thank you for supporting our show. Bye for now.
Oh, yeah, great show. Thanks.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have another caller waiting on the line, and before we go to her, I'm just going to remind everyone, if you wanted to get in touch with Mildred or myself, for a reading or for other information, you can contact Mildred at her email, which is mildred@mildredlynn.com. So M-I-L-D-R-E-D at mildredlynn.com. And you can contact me, Heisy@tarotbyheisy.net, which is tarotbyhic.net. So I think our next caller is Shelley. And Shelley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Shelley. Thank you so much for calling in and for your patience.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What is it that you'd like to ask us about today?
Right. Well, I'm going through a period of transition in my life. So I'm working in my current job, and I have my current life in the city in which I live. And then I'm working towards something new, which is living in a different country and working in a different industry. So sometimes over the past few months, I feel like a little bit of an elastic band going back and forth and stretching towards what I where I want to be and where I want to go, yet needing to be grounded in where I am currently until I do the full transition. So my question is, I'd like to know when is the best time to leave my current job and my current employer, and for example, a time frame now in 2 months, et cetera. And part B of that is, when's the best time to tell my current employer that I'm actually leaving?
Okay. So, do you have a timetable already in mind, or is this just something you're working towards but haven't really determined when you might do it at this point?
Yeah, I do have a bit of a timetable. So I'm looking at developing a tourism-related business, and I'm looking at traveling with some women to Argentina starting at the end of October. So my time frame would probably be in Argentina early October.
So by then you would have left your current job?
That's right. I mean, right now I'm working on a project. It looks like it's going to be ending, you know, the end of August. So it will probably be a good time at that point to actually leave. But then it's a question of, when do I actually inform, like, my employer as to when I would need to leave?
I would actually, what I would see in the cards that came up is maybe it might seem like it's longer than you thought it would be, but the time to actually tell your employer, reveal your plans, if you will, is the next air sign, which is going to be Libra. And Libra is basically September 20th to October. No, sorry. Is when is Libra? Libra is August 20th to September 20th is Libra.
Okay.
So that would be the time period during which it would probably be best for you to inform your employer. So I would say around the beginning part of September. So if nothing else, what this is probably saying is, wait until after the project is done and then inform your employer, rather than informing your employer before the project is done.
Okay, that makes lots of sense.
And I will say that also, because of what else came up, you may find that there is some sort of a delay or a postponement or something around the trip that you're planning for the end of October.
Okay.
So it may not happen right at the time that is currently being planned. There may be something that comes up that causes a delay, a postponement, a pushing out to a slightly different time or something like that. So don't be surprised if that happens. Don't necessarily give up and lose all hope if that happens. Just know that it's a delay that will then... basically, it will be happening in order to move it to what would be a time that is in the better interest or the highest interest of everyone involved.
Okay.
But in terms of telling your employer when you're leaving, I would say, A, wait until after the project is finished, and that will probably mean that you're doing it sometime during September, prior to September 20th, during the Libra time frame. I mean, yeah, during the Libra time frame.
Okay. Okay, that's excellent. That's good. Now, I guess the trip that I'm planning as well requires some booking of apartments and events and things like that. And if the trip is going to be potentially pushed out by what you're seeing. I mean, will that all be resolved?
I think are you the one making those arrangements or is somebody else making those arrangements?
No, I'll be making many of those arrangements along with a partner that I have in Argentina.
So if you can, well, let me just say this. If you can, it's possible. If you can wait until after August 8th to start making those arrangements, then you will probably be better informed and have all of the information necessary to know when and what kind of arrangements to make.
Okay.
This is basically what's coming up is it's cautioning you to move slowly. Don't jump the gun. Don't rush. I know sometimes, I mean, I do that when I'm thinking about a trip. I get so excited about the trip. It's like as soon as I decide I'm going on the trip, I want to sit down and book the accommodations, you know, just so I know that they're there and I'm way anxious to go. And then sometimes I might find out, oh, if I had waited, I could have had a better apartment or, you know, something like that. Or there would have been a better time. I could have shifted it by a week because there's a festival going on that now I won't be able to go to because my dates don't coincide. So if you can, I would wait until after August 8th to start finalizing all of the arrangements and everything for that because I think that there's a reason this is indicating to move slowly or to wait and not jump the gun or move forward on making these plans and arrangements because there's other information or other factors that may come to light or need to be considered, and that may alter the dates of when you would travel, so you're making the arrangements for apartments and things according to when the right time will be rather than having to try to change reservations and all that kind of thing.
Okay, that's excellent. That's excellent information. And it kind of makes sense because right now I'm doing a lot of the groundwork and a lot of the research for it. And so plane fares, they don't even come out until the August time frame for the better fares for Argentina for the fall. So that kind of makes sense.
Okay. Well, good. So use this time to just focus on what you need to be finishing up and you know, getting into place and everything to prepare yourself for making this kind of a change in your life. And then wait until August to start making those final plans and arrangements so that you will have all or as much of the information as possible rather than doing it and finding out after the fact and that causing complications for having to change things. And that may be why we're also waiting a bit to tell your employer because it won't be until September that you'll have a much clearer idea of what your timetable and what your plans are.
Right. Okay, that's very, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. So, having said that, I'm now going to let you see what Mildred has to say regarding your plans and the timing and all of that as well, all right?
Thank you, Heisi. I appreciate it.
Shelley, hi.
Hi, Mildred Lynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Things are coming together, and we've managed to muddle through our technical difficulties and want to thank our listeners for staying with us during that little segment at the beginning. And now everything is flowing along beautifully. So happy to speak with you.
Wonderful.
Now, as Heisi was providing us guidance, I was consulting with the Fairy Oracle Cards, and I'd love to share with you which message came up, if you're interested in listening.
Very much so.
Okay, so this is the one that came up for you. It's under the umbrella of moving forward fearlessly, with emphasis on the fearlessly. So I'm going to read it to you. And what I'd love to suggest is, as I'm reading it, just close your eyes and center yourself and really absorb the guidance that's available for you and see how your body reacts. Those feelings and dreams and strong impulses that you've been getting aren't just examples of wishful thinking. They represent the germination of new projects and situations that are vehicle for your highest purpose in life. Don't ignore these gifts. They come on the wings of repetitive, strong thoughts and feelings. So wanted to ask you, have you been having any thoughts and feelings that have been appearing again and again?
I guess maybe thoughts of apprehension every now and then.
Okay.
What am I doing? Moving from stability to unknown, those types of things for sure. Yet I know that, I mean, I've transitioned many times before, whether it be location or work, and things have always worked out in the end. So I know that, you know, I've been able to kind of land on my feet, and I have good support networks and friends and family. So that's what's keeping motivating me forward as well.
Okay. And what seems to be coming up for me as you were speaking is just the thought, this is a thought you would probably want to laugh at. Am I losing my mind? Am I out of my mind to be doing this? Gasp. That's what came up. So knowing that that is a place where you could go or where anybody would go when they're contemplating making a big change, the best way to deal with it is laugh at yourself and then quickly and with mindfulness, shift your thought pattern to the wonderful opportunity this is and how happy and fulfilled you're going to be when you take those steps. Mm-hmm. Now, the other... and I know I do that for myself, too, because we're only human. Now, the other part of the message for you is this. The universe is asking you to honor your inner feelings by taking at least one step today in the direction of making your dreams and reality, dreams and desires a reality. Fearlessly, capital S, take one step to dismantle any part of your life that is out of integrity or not serving you. Take another step towards realizing your heart's desire. So it really sounds to me like what your higher self is inviting you to do is to look at what's draining you and deal with that, and at the same time to balance it out, look at what's fulfilling you and put something in place that supports that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So even a tiny step that's remotely related to improving your life will make you feel that you're soaring with the fairy realm. So take one step a day, and soon your steps in the area of where you want to go are going to be much greater than the steps from where you're leaving behind.
Right.
So the other thing that came up for you is two animal totems that have some guidance if you're interested in exploring it. The first animal totem that came up is the moose.
Mm-hmm.
And the second animal totem that came up is the seagull. So I'd invite you to go to Google and type in animal totem moose, and then you'll be able to pick up a description of the animal totem medicine. And also do the same thing for seagull.
Okay.
Now, is that something you're comfortable doing?
Oh, yes. I'll be able to get in there and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in terms of what question you can ask yourself in the contemplative moments is, does this choice empower me or disempower me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I would do if it was me. When I went to bed each night, I would have a pen and paper. I'm going to cough for a second. Excuse me for one moment. Thank you. Just have a pen and paper and have it by the side of your bed and look at different things that happen to you during the day and just have like a checklist, like a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You don't have to do it in a very analytical way, but put at least 5 things in each category and see where you are. And for you right now, as shared by the Fairy Realm cards, it's to get this balance, the balance of moving forward and leaving behind. It's almost like a little dance, okay, as you navigate through. Now, on a comical note, you know me, the song that came up for you is to dream the impossible dream. And I'm willing to sing it with you right now if you'd like. So, of course, to dream the impossible dream, it comes from the Don Quixote story.
Mm-hmm.
The man of Mancha, the man of La Mancha, or something like that, but it's to dream the impossible dream. And there's two sentences in there that will really hit you, and there's sentences that you can contemplate on. And the movie that came up is Dr. Zhivago. And I believe the Dr. Zhivago, when I was writing that down, was in the area of missed opportunity, heartfelt missed opportunity. So that would be really good to explore if you're interested in doing that.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel?
I think I feel fine. It's just it's putting pen to paper, and maybe it's understanding how far I've come as well in the past few months, and realizing this goal of moving forward as well, but to also be conscious of, keeping that momentum going. Yeah.
And is there anything after sharing this information or sharing the information that Hi-C had with you, is anything bubbling up to the surface that you want to ask? That you're going to get off the phone and say, oh, I wish I had asked that.
I guess the one underlying question is, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving forward in the right direction? Will the universe support me in what I'm doing?
And if you closed your eyes and went inside, what answer would come?
All the answers are resounding yes.
Yeah, I get exclamation mark, yes, capital letters, exclamation mark. And I'm laughing, so I'm sure that there's going to be lots of laughter in there, too.
Yeah, it's just nice to have that reconfirmation, yeah.
So, Shelley, I wanted to thank you so much for calling in today and sharing what's going on in your life with us for us to talk about and have a little healing conversation and tap into Hi-C's marvelous gifts. And with that, I will say goodbye for now and invite our listeners to join us the next time we have a call-in show. And I'd like to turn it over to Hi-C.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank everybody that called in today. We're always grateful to people that are both listening, as well as the ones that are willing to call in and share their stories and receive the guidance that whatever particular tools we may be using has to offer them. And I would just like to leave everyone with a thought. As you go into the week, so what I did is I pulled from the I Ching, which is a Chinese divination system based on the Tao. And the what comes up, they're called hexagrams. And the hexagram that came up is hexagram number 57, which is called the gentle. And this, to me, says that as we go into this coming week, remember to be gentle with yourself and gentle with others, to utilize and take a soft approach in the way that you speak to yourself and speak to other people, in the way that you act towards yourself and that you act towards other people, and to not allow harsh judgment, to soften the edges around thoughts and judgments and things that may arise, whether they're directed towards yourself or towards others. I often think that being gentle is when we remember that even when somebody lashes out at us in anger or judgment or something like that in a negative way, that being gentle means to remember that they're also human and they're finding their way through the human condition the same way that we are. So how can we hold them to such higher standards than we might hold ourselves, or be more critical of how they're acting when often we may be acting in a similar way when we are stressed or angry or frustrated or upset? So be gentle in this coming week, and pay attention. Part of being gentle, being soft, is also being quiet. And information and signs and things that we might need to know are going to come in ways that are very subtle. So we have to be still, we have to be quiet, and we have to be aware and paying attention in order to see them. Pay attention to the subtleties of how someone may be acting or what someone may be saying, rather than just assuming that they are thinking or acting in a way that on the surface looks one way. But if we look a little deeper and see what the subtle influences are, we may realize, well, they just found out that their father had a heart attack, and that's why they were being very negative at work today. And we might find that out later. So if we just keep in mind that there's something else on the subtle levels, there's something else going on, so let me not judge too harshly or hold too to negatively these people in my mind or in the way that I'm thinking about them or seeing them, because there are other things that we may not be immediately aware of that are going on underneath the surface, which can often also be for us. But even messages and information that we might be needing will be coming in subtle ways. So pay attention to that during this week. And above all, be gentle with yourself and towards others this week. So thank you very much. Thank you very much to everyone who is listening. And thank you to everyone who called in. We look forward to, one, having you listen in next week when Healing Conversations will be taking place with Mildred Lynn. And we also look forward a month from now, the fourth Sunday of each month, we have our live call-in show. So feel free to think about that and to tell your friends that if they are wanting a reading or needing some guidance, to put that on their calendar and to plan to call in on that fourth Sunday in July. And we will look forward to being with all of you again sometime soon. So thank you very much, and we will see you, well, we will speak with you next week.
Firefly Willows is excited to announce a new workshop, The Magical Roots of Reiki, Bringing Forth What is Hidden. Participants in this workshop will explore the esoteric knowledge hidden within Reiki, delve deep into its history, meaning, and mystical source, and experience firsthand the power that powers Reiki. Join us in Los Altos, California in July 2012 as we host Jose Figueroa Garcia, Director of Natural Therapies of Oslo, Norway. Jose offers this workshop in English and his native Spanish. Visit fireflywillows.com for more details. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please join us next week when Mildred Lynn McDonald will be your host for Healing Conversations. Mildred Lynn will take you on a fascinating tour of the mind-body-spirit connection through a combination of healing conversations, hands-on personal growth tools, and a generous sprinkling of East Coast humor and warmth. Next week's Firefly Willows LIVE roundtable topic is Using Your Voice and Using Your Identity and Energy Work Today. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time on Firefly Willows LIVE, Blog Talk Radio.